Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Lessons episodes of Success Story, part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. These lessons episodes will be shorter conversations with past guests, valued members of the Success Story community, and myself. They'll be focused on teaching you actionable, insightful takeaways that you can use to upskill your personal and professional life. What is one marketing lesson insight that transcends industry?
That transcends industry. Well,
or product or vertical.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I think the one I said transcends industry for sure.
The product focused. So having an incredible product.
Yeah, I just think that's like the.
What about community? Step one. That's what I wanted to unpack. You did it well.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think community transcends. Industry. I really think everything I had said about how we built our community is pretty much what other people should be doing. To me, I say this to friends, I think marketing today is harder than it has literally ever been. Because I have a little, so this is the way I look at it. You essentially have like four ways. Well, technically there's five. Well, here's the biggest insight that I gained from the campaign. Like if you're designing a marketing plan, like the first question to ask yourself is like, do I have credibility or like clout or some sort of influence in this industry? And pretty much for everyone, the answer is no. Andrew Yang now, or Joe Biden, or I don't know, Bobby Hundreds, that's a random streetwear artist. But like those people have credibility. Like they already have sort of like a reputation, a brand. So they can cross industries. They can jump into the more traditional social channels and marketing channels and actually have success. Like Bobby Hundreds probably actually grows his Instagram on Instagram because he's big enough that people share his stuff. He gets added to, the Discover page, things like that happen when you're big. When you're small and have essentially no credibility, you have to find a way to get credibility. That retrospectively to me was like the central task that we were trying to figure out on the campaign. And one of those ways to get credibility is having a community. And for us on the campaign, we had obviously no credibility. Yang was like, had literally nothing. I mean, just like not even super rich, like just a guy. And so your task to grow becomes very challenging. You pretty much have four marketing channels, four options. So you have stunts. Well, actually, let's start with number one. You have legacy media, which is like the New York Times, Washington Post, Fox News. If you have no credibility, though, like you're probably not getting on there to begin with. Yang got on there a few times early on in like 2018. And I swear to you, like five people on our website. I mean, he would go on Fox News Live with Stuart Varney, 10 people on our website. I mean, really, when you don't matter, it just, no one cares. They're like, oh, who is that? People don't even look up at the TV. So your second option is stunts, which is, what it sounds like. It's flapping your hands in the air. It's doing crazy things. And ultimately, I realized they don't really help or matter. Andrew Yang, at the peak of his hype, goes on a debate stage in July 2019, and he says, I'm giving away, or maybe it was September, whatever. I'm giving away $120,000 to 10 Americans. Each person gets $1,000 a month, or whatever the numbers are, right? He said he's giving away a bunch of money to 10 Americans. Our website blew up, and we had 100, God, what was it? 150,000 people on our website at one time. We had like 1 million signups on our website in 24 hours. And I swear to you, like 95% of those people unsubscribed in like a week. I mean, it was like no hesitation. So I learned a lot about stunts. We were truly the stunt campaign. Like, trust me, like we did all the stunts. Just Google Andrew Yang stunts. I'm sure you'll find a list somewhere. They really didn't help. Like, they just don't. I mean, it seems like it's going to be good, but it just doesn't. Unless you can truly find a way to make it last long, it really was literally just up and down, and it was like a total waste of effort. Your third option is paid ads, which again, if you don't have credibility, you really probably don't even have money to begin with, because usually if you have money, that's unfortunately just like inherently credibility. But same thing with us. 2018, what are you gonna do? Like, what are your Facebook ads gonna do for $2,000 a month? You're running for president. You need to go from, I used to do the math. Like, we had to like 100,000x. Ads, like paid ads, are generally a linear growth. You're not gonna find some magical exponential in there. So that's not your channel. So the last channel that you really have is alternative media. And the challenge is that alternative media is saturated. Like, it's alternative, but Gary Vaynerchuk has basically been screaming for long enough that alternative media is the way, that even new media just gets blown up immediately. I mean, I think the best example of this is Clubhouse. Whenever it became hype, in March or whatever, I mean, that thing in like 2 weeks just became a self-promotional hellhole. I mean, you couldn't get on there without someone sounding like, they were, on SNL. I mean, it was like, are you serious? I mean, you get into a Clubhouse and they're like, I mean, it was just self-promotion everywhere, and then everyone hated it immediately, and now their users are down 90%. So I tell people, I'm like, man, alternative media is just the hardest, or marketing right now is harder than ever. If I were to be like launching a venture, I mean, you still have to do alternative media. That's your best shot. Like, even podcasts, I mean, you have to have some sort of credibility to even get on anything. I mean, like, you're not getting on Sam Harris without Andrew Yang writing a whole book published by a top four publishing house. You're not getting, so it's like, geez, like, even that's tough. Even I'm on here because I built, something. So it's like, even podcasts, pretty high wall. And so, yeah, if I were launching, I mean, I'd be on like TikTok, I'd be exploiting growth and stuff like that. But I think, depending on your business, you could even try like older things, like my girlfriend's launching a business, or has been working on a business, and I've even told her to do like flyers. Like, she's doing, it's sort of like a spiritual therapy sort of thing, and she lives in Mexico, and Playa del Carmen, if anyone knows that, it's right next to Tulum, very hip place, very transient. And so I said, honestly, like, go put up flyers in like yoga studios. And she did that, and she's had like moderate success. I mean, very low cost, really targeted. So I
Very different than what people are,
very
very
different.
different than being, what people are used to when they're consuming content and being inundated on social and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of marketing is to stand out effectively. Well, the whole point of marketing is to sell your product, but really, how you do that is to just sort of like stand out in some sort of way. And sometimes that's just, going back through the whole cycle of things that sell, and like maybe it's doing a traditional method in a different way. But if everyone's doing something, like, you should probably still be there. Like, she's on TikTok, has great success on TikTok, but it's like, it's not a zero sum game with marketing. It's actually just, it's infinite. You could do it all. Just burn all of your life balance. Just have no life. Just do marketing all day long. It's a joke. It's I wouldn't encourage that. But
you definitely, I think that the most important takeaway is, like, if you are trying alternative media, like, you have to test to figure out, like, what works, what doesn't, and then double down on what's working.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And just exploit that medium as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, the testing is like all marketing principles that anyone's read about, like, you know, those are bundled into this recommendation as a default.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.